All right, Coach, in a game where the teams combined for 20 runs and 21 hits and a lot of guys left on base, there are a lot of different ways this one could have played out today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this 4 hours plus in a nine-inning game about, you know, test your my attention span at least here. And, I felt like it got to a point in the ball game where either team is going to feel really excited about winning this one and really disappointed about losing it. And I was hoping it'd be the other fellow, but wound up being us. But, you know, there's still fundamental things that we just haven't been able to do, reared its head again from a pitching standpoint. And, you know, the free bases, what did we hit, 6 home runs in the ball game, but 5 of them were solos. So, again, at the end of the day, I think Texas A&M squeaks it out because they just didn't give the extra outs. And we had big hits today by a lot of guys. And our bats definitely wasn't as good after that 8th inning. We just that was a tough one for us, the last 3 runs coming on. So we had errors, hit by pitch, walks, and just when you just give somebody that many base runners. We talked about runs from the first 2 games or the last 2 games with the LSU game and keeping them at a premium. We just didn't pitch in a way. And here comes a high-scoring ball game. And you know, that's a tougher ask for an offense that had a really good day.
The first couple of times that they score, they put a crooked number up. You're able to come back and answer immediately. First inning, 4th inning, you're able to do that. Was there anything what did you see from Menifee that he did down the stretch to kind of quiet the bats?
Yeah, I thought, you know, he got ahead, of enough guys, and he was effectively wild, maybe the best way to categorize it. But especially with our left-handed hitters, when he got the 2 strikes, he threw a breaking ball that was not hittable, and, you know, we struck out. You know, and I started thinking about taking the sting out of a few guys. Miller comes to mind, and Judd and Steven. Those 3 come to mind for sure, where he executed a pitch with 2 strikes. Hey, sometimes command, when we talked about authority over the baseball, it's just not whether you walk a guy or get a guy out. Sometimes it's with 2 strikes. A lot of their hits came with 2 strikes, and we didn't execute a pitch. And I think Menifee got to the floor and threw a ball that went through the strike zone that our hitter swung at, and they extended innings by putting the ball in play with 2 strikes, getting the backside hits, because I thought we had a lack of a command with 2 strikes. So it's not just whether you're walking guys, it's getting to 2 strikes and not being able to finish a batter. That happened with Fitz early, that happened with Barnett at the end of the deal, and that happened along the way to extend innings for A&M.
All right, anytime you win the opener, as you guys did yesterday, you have 2 opportunities to win the series. Tomorrow becomes the next really important game. Any early thoughts on the pitching for tomorrow?
No, I think we did so much, and I think both teams went for it again. So, and then anything that we're not going to have available tomorrow kind of would keep that to us till maybe Monday if a guy can't go or 2. So, again, I look for another, I think it's going to be beautiful weather. I look for another very offensive day. And I just, again, you know, the 2 talented teams that can play offense, I think it's going to come down to who gets the extra times through. He keeps turning around, turning the lineup over, who can shove the ball in the strike zone, and really with 2 strikes, who can make pitches to finish at bats.
We'll see you out here tomorrow, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.